Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm Teresa Banks. I brought my car in for an oil change about an hour ago, and I'm here to pick it up.
Welcome back. I'm sorry to tell you this, but your car needs more than just an oil change. The mechanic checked the engine when he heard a strange sound.
Really? I haven't had that car for very long. Will the work be covered under my warranty?
We would have to review the contract you signed with your dealer. I could check it for you if you have it available.
Actually, it's in my car. Can I go get it?
Number 32. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 33. Why does the man say he is sorry? Number 34. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, you're the head planner for our quarterly department dinner, right? If you haven't decided on an event venue to hold it yet, I would like to make a suggestion.
Oh, that would be a great help. I've been trying to find a new place. We did great and broke the sales record last quarter, so I want to take everyone someplace nice.
Do you know the newly opened buffet restaurant on Cecily Lane? My family and I recently went there, and the food was delicious, and they have various sizes of private rooms. I can email you its website address and phone number.
Thanks. I'll call them to reserve seats for us.
And don't forget to ask about their group discounts.
Number 35. What is the man planning? Number 36. What department do the speakers most likely work for? Number 37. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
As we already discussed in the weekly meeting, most of our employees are having trouble following the new policy relating to business travel. How can we better train them?
I've been trying to arrange a group training session, but it's almost impossible to match everyone's schedule.
Instead of a group session, why don't we just create online tutorials that give step-by-step instructions for how to arrange their business trips? Walter, do you think you could give me a hand with that?
I can, but I'm very concerned about other departments' schedules. Web designers and computer programmers are very busy in updating our online store. Number 38. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 39. What does the woman recommend? Number 40. What does Walter say he is worried about? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Lisa, how is the food preparation for the luncheon at Benton Legal going? Their opening reception is supposed to start at 1 p.m.
Actually, we are a little bit behind on today's work schedule. Greg and Sarah carpool, and they were half an hour late this morning due to unexpected traffic. I had to start doing food prep all on my own.
That's not good. Do you need more hands to be ready in time?
No, we are almost caught up with the schedule. The new oven is reducing the time to bake bread and desserts. Therefore, we should still have enough time to set up the tables and food on site as soon as the luncheon starts at 1 p.m.
Number 41. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work at? Number 42. What caused a delay? Number 43. What is going to happen at 1 p.m.? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I need to mail this package to a manufacturing facility in Mumbai.
All right, sir. Is there anything fragile or hazardous inside?
No, it's just printed materials like brochures and flyers.
All right.
I'd like to use the express option, please.
Okay. In that case, it will arrive on July 17th. Do you need to add insurance, tracking, or signed delivery?
No, nothing like that.
Then your total comes to $79.95. You can pay by credit card, debit card, or cash.
Number 44. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 45. What does the man mean when he says?
No, nothing like that.
Number 46. What does the woman tell the man about? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. Hey, Tanya, have you seen the weather report for this Saturday? It's supposed to rain heavily all day, so I wonder if the Saturday performance at the amphitheater will actually take place as scheduled.
Really? That's a shame. Since most of the audience has responded favorably to our new play, all tickets for weekend performances are already sold out. According to our policy, we have to issue rain checks to ticket holders. I will discuss it with the theater management immediately.
If you want, I can post the official cancellation announcement on our website.
Thanks.
Number 47. What problem does the man mention? Number 48. What does the woman say she will do? Number 49. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling to ask about my store credit card. I recently opened it with your department store and was looking at my first statement. I think I was overcharged on transaction 22354874.
Okay, let me check. I see the problem. Our system wasn't working properly on that day, so discounts for first-time cardholders were not applied.
Oh, then do I get a partial refund for the extra amount that I was charged? Can you just have that done automatically?
Unfortunately, you'll have to go to one of our stores for that. I could send you an email with a discount coupon as an apology for your inconvenience.
Number 50. What is the purpose of the phone call? Number 51. What problem does the man mention? Number 52. What does the man offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Chang, Natalia, do you have a minute to look at this display of our newest apparel? Do you notice anything strange?
It looks fine to me. These are from the crates that were delivered this morning, right?
Yes, but take a closer look at the suits. The jackets don't look the same as the pants.
Oh, you're right. The jackets are a few shades darker. Natalia, are you sure the supplier sent us what we ordered?
Let's see. According to the invoice he sent with the shipment, they are all supposed to be navy blue.
I'll call him right away and explain the issue. I'm sure it can be resolved quickly.
Number 53. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 54. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 55. What does the man say he will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I just finished shopping at the mall here, but I forgot to ask the cashier to validate my parking ticket. Do I still have to pay?
That's all right. This sort of thing happens all the time. Do you have any of the receipts from the stores that you were shopping at? I can use those to validate your parking so that you don't have to pay.
I actually had them sent to my smartphone. Can I show you the receipts on my smartphone?
Okay, the transaction number is all I need. You're good to go.
Great, thank you.
You'll receive a code by text message. Just enter the code on the screen when exiting. Number 56. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 57. What does the woman want to do? Number 58. What will the woman receive? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Today on Hometime Hobbies, we're here with Andrew Wickham, a sculptor known for his use of reclaimed objects. Welcome, Mr. Wickham.
Thanks for having me here. I always love having an opportunity to share my work with others. That's why I've recently started posting all the procedures with some photos on my website.
I know you teach people how to use sea glass to tile a tabletop. Could you tell us how this is done?
This craft involves arranging sea glass on a layer of adhesive. I recommend checking out the procedures I mentioned before. The pictures make it easier. Number 59. Who most likely is the special guest? Number 60. What is the man asked to do? Number 61. Why does the man say? The pictures make it easier. Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hey, Greg, how are things coming along for Thursday? Have you assigned the rest of the tasks?
Yes, we're fully prepared to have the investors come to our branch. Ms. Stevens will pick them up at the airport, and I'm almost done with the slides for the talk I'll present.
That'll be after lunch, right?
Yes, and I'd like to start by 1 o'clock, if that's possible.
Sure. If you check out these catering options, you can see that we don't have to get a big meal. How about we get the smallest number of courses? Then we could allot just 1 hour for lunch.
That sounds perfect.
Number 62. According to the speakers, what will happen on Thursday? Number 63. What does the man say he will do? Number 64. Look at the graphic. How much will the company most likely pay per person? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and information.
Welcome to Trinity Hardware. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like 10 gallons of paint in this colour, the seafoam green.
Certainly, sir. That colour needs to be specially mixed, so it'll be delivered tomorrow.
That's fine. It's for my office, so I'm not sure whether the billing address should be my branch or the headquarters. Could I call you this afternoon to give you that information?
Of course. And if you need any other supplies, here's some information about our current promotion.
Oh, you know, I'll buy a fan for my office. That'll help to dry the paint.
OK, and if you need a professional to do the painting, I'd be happy to give you a recommendation. I know a lot of reliable painters.
Number 65. What will the man give to the woman this afternoon? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What is the man eligible to receive at no cost? Number 67. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Thanks for meeting me here, Mr. Coplin. Based on the information you gave me, this apartment building was the best match in our system.
Great. I'm really interested in this building because my company is just down the street. Also, it would be great to have a security guard on site around the clock.
I'm glad you like it. I spoke with the building owner this morning, and she said that all four of the units on the fifth floor are available. Here's a map of the floor.
Let's see. Well, I'd like to be close to the elevator and facing the garden if possible.
All right, let's look at that unit first.
Number 68. Who most likely is the woman? Number 69. What does the man mention about his company? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Where will the speakers most likely go next?